The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, what's going on with all this rain out there? I have no idea either. Almost got flooded. Let's do this. It's a raining. Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Be careful driving around out there because it wasn't pretty today. And the other way you can get the show, of course, just go to ESPN975.com, click on the link to watch us on live stream, which you'll probably want to because joining us here for the first segment.
A special guest.
A lot better looking than us, I would say.
Thank you.
Moderately better.
A lot better looking than you.
What? You think you're better looking than me than AJ?
I don't know if that's the case, but I don't think you're a lot. I'm not saying you're not better looking than me. But I don't think you're a lot better looking than me.
I think that's fair.
I think you're a lot better looking than Fred. But, I mean...
I think that's fair, too.
Let's just stop with, like, the whole a lot thing when it comes to us, right?
That's fair. Yeah, especially with radio guys.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Sorry.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're almost... Hmm. I hate to break it to you because you're getting old. You're almost as much of a hideous beast as I am.
Well, we're about the same age.
That's crazy talk. John, put up a Twitter poll. Who's uglier, me or Fred?
Don't do that.
We've already done that. We already know who's uglier, but I'm just telling you... Just because you're a 3.5 and you're better than a 3 doesn't make you an attractive man.
Come on. Haters gonna hate. Nick Sharara, who produces The Usual Suspects.
I do.
The third highest rated show in the city.
Say what?
Congratulations.
Did you ever believe that we could do something like that?
No, of course not.
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not me. I remember when Barry won Rock the Mic. I was like, really? Are you guys sure? There was like a big group of us, and everybody was saying, I think Barry won. And I was like, I don't know. And okay, then let Barry win. And ever since then, I mean.
Couldn't kick him out of the hallways.
No, he's around.
He's here all the time, yeah.
He's around.
Monday through Friday.
No, not Monday through Friday. But he's like around Monday, and then he's gone doing some crappy comedy club in Lubbock for 3 days, and then he's back on Thursday.
Odessa.
And then he leaves on Friday for Tyler, where he's going to go do a show at the Laugh Hut. And then he's off to Shreveport, Louisiana, where, he's guest hosting or I don't even know what they call it. But he's doing everything. Oh, I couldn't get in a studio today, so I'm on like the crappiest connection ever.
Now I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Now I'm worried.
That's where, when Barry's here. He's here sometimes when he's not out when he's not out being Dave Chappelle. He's here.
We connect via the remote, via fancy technology. And he does the show.
But how many times do I have to text you and say, dude, this sounds horrible?
Like, once or twice.
Yeah. I'm like, what is going on here? Why does Barry sound like we're speaking to him and he's on Venus? And somehow he's got a really crap, like he's got a cricket phone.
Well, this is kind of amazing. He was actually in studio on a Thursday. This has got to be his first in years.
I know.
So
the Laugh Hut is undergoing renovations now. So he was unable to get out there this week. Maybe next
week.
He's
doing a lot of old people dinner parties out there.
I brought you in because I don't always get to listen to you guys' show, but I keep getting texts or not texts, I guess, tweets and messages that their show is constantly crap talking our show. Is that the case?
Listeners are. Like White Magic really, really has it out for you for whatever reason.
Well, what's his reasoning?
I don't know. Is he a normal blitzer or did he listen to y'all's show?
I've never heard of him. Is that like his Twitter handle, White Magic, or
that's the name he uses when he calls in. I think he just recently changed his Twitter handle to something along the
white magic-esque,
something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, apparently, I mean, the first time he called in is when Mucci Norris filled in with Joel.
Okay.
And ever since then,
he's every week, every day. He's a loyal guy.
Yeah.
He calls in every day?
He wants to fight you.
Why?
I don't know. What did you do?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Did he explain why he wants to fight me?
No. He always just takes shots at y'all's show at the end of his call, usually.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
And that's all right. I mean, what's White Magic do for a living?
He has a paid off 2016 Mercedes-Benz. I don't know what he does for a living. That's what he mentioned. And he has a credit score of 730 or something like that.
Oh, I love when listeners call in with their credit score.
That means he's driving around in a 72 Civic.
That's the coolest. That's when you know you're really cool, is when you call a radio show, tell them your financial situation on your car. Let them know, like, oh, I got this thing paid off. And then tell them your credit score. I've never had a listener call in and tell me their credit score. You know why? Because our listeners are normal humans, not some weirdos.
Yeah. All right. Well, 95% of our listeners aren't dickweeds. I think you guys have a lot more dickweeds.
By the way, be careful what you wish for, my White Magic, because that credit score, it ain't going to help you from getting your ass beat. You get up in my face.
Well,
I've never in my life been scared of someone named White Magic. That's the dumbest name ever. He picked that for himself. Y'all didn't name him that, right?
No, everybody names themselves, honestly.
That's pretty brutal.
You're like, what am I going to come up with? I'm going to call this radio show. His name's probably Quinn, some gay ass name. Like, you know, and he's like, I don't want to call in as Quinn. So, I'll be White Magic. Probably because he spends his time playing Magic the Gathering, I would guess.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've probably seen him in that little group over at the Maple Leaf playing
maybe
together.
Maybe so. Maybe that's why. Yeah.
He is a pretty funny caller, though. Have you heard any of his calls at all? No? Not one?
I think I heard him one time on Raheel's show. I didn't think he was funny at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty funny. I mean, he's not like extraordinarily funny, but he's funny. Like, he'll have his moments.
Nick tweets in and says, 7:30 isn't that great of a score, though.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought it was.
And now, thanks. Everybody's texting in their credit scores.
Yeah. they're probably better than 7:30. But what about your hosts? Your hosts never have... I feel like I get reports that your hosts don't have nice things to say about us.
Well, I mean, if someone, for whatever reason, the past 2 weeks, we've been getting callers on various shows, Palillo, mm-hmm. The Blitz. I mean, it's not like we steer away from it, but they'll invite it. We'll perpetuate it sometimes for fun.
Was there a show the other day where Barry and Joel spent time talking about how fat Fred and I were?
There was. Yeah, I was included in that conversation.
People were calling you fat, too.
Well, there's this one guy named
And I don't
Luke.
Think you're fat.
Luke.
I mean, I don't think you're... You're like a...
It's normal.
Yeah, you're very like a normal size dude.
185 pounds.
Yeah, that's not fat.
Yeah, I don't think you're fat.
Yeah,
I
mean, how tall are you? It's fat if you're 5'1".
Yeah, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Yeah, you're
almost 5'10".
Okay. You're like an average size dude.
Yeah. But Luke Dillon texts in every day and has a fat joke for me every single day. And Barry, of course, loves to read each and every one of those text messages.
Well, Barry's like a woman when it comes to weight. He's so obsessed.
Because he's tried like 18 weight. Different diets.
I know. And he'll diet... And then he'll get to his goal weight, and he's super excited, and he tells everyone about it. And then he goes to Whataburger and blows it, and then he gets what he thinks is fat again.
Right.
And, like, he's one of those dudes who's, like, pinching his side and, like, oh, God.
So in terms of what he was saying about you, he was talking about how you...
Yeah, put that shirt back down, dude.
He's talking about a barbecue tour?
The barbecue tour.
That I did last year?
Have you, like... Did you, like, gain weight and lose weight since then?
I didn't... I don't even know. That was a year ago. Like, how do I, unlike Barry, I don't have, like, a thing on my scale where I weigh myself four times a day where I'm, like, charting my weight in ounces. Like, oh, my God, I went up half a pound this weekend. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
See, radio guys are always, they love to, fat jokes are like radio guys, that's like their favorite, have fat jokes. But they hate it when they're the butt of the fat joke.
Yeah, I don't know how
they hate it.
Yeah, those two, especially those two sensitive SOBs.
Yeah.
Barry and Joel are the most sensitive dudes.
There's Joel right there. I would argue Joel's more sensitive than Barry.
Oh, Joel is way more sensitive than Barry. I don't know what you're pointing at, Joel. But Joel can't make fat jokes. He's not allowed.
I actually agree with you.
But Joel does. He's got pancake boobs. He's not allowed. And then on top of that, I heard that they said Joel doesn't let you make fat jokes about him because he was bullied when he was in school.
He mentioned bullying when we were like really going at him.
Oh my yesterday. God.
Or the day before yesterday.
I was a fat kid in sixth grade and Tom Johnson pushed me down the stairs and I hurt my knee really bad that day. Are you kidding me? I was bullied when I was a kid? That dude's 50 years old. You still remember that? There's no way. Fred, you're 50. You remember what happened to you in sixth grade?
Anybody made fun of me in the sixth grade, I probably had killed when I got money. I can't remember 2 years ago, much less the sixth grade.
So I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't mind. See, for me, it's easier to take. When you call me fat, it's like, whatever, because I don't really feel that I'm fat.
Because you don't think you're fat.
Exactly.
But Barry, even when Barry's skinny, he thinks he's fat.
Yes.
Like, Barry wants to look like Taylor Swift. He wants to have, like...
He wants a bigger ass than Taylor Swift.
He wants nothing on him. He wants to be like a, I don't know, like, who's a good example? He wants to look like Freddie Mercury. Like, he wants to look like he's got negative 2% body fat. That's his goal. And
Freddie Mercury had to get pretty sick to look like that. I don't know.
Barry wants to be on the AIDS diet. That if like Barry's like, man, Barry's thought about it before. He's like, God, you know, if I did get AIDS, I could stop dieting. Like, I'd be able to eat whatever I want and never gain weight. How great would that be? And then he's thought about cancer too. Like cancer could give him that same thing.
Tapeworm.
And the great thing about cancer for Barry would be, it'd cause him to lose hair, so he wouldn't have to go get laser hair removal on his widow's peak. like no other grown man in the world would do except for Barry.
I think if there was anybody on the ESPN lineup that would consider plastic surgery,
it's Barry.
It's Barry, no doubt. He'd be the first person in line.
The truth is, Barry's not the ugliest one of us here.
No, he's not.
But Barry is like a... He's extremely vain.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like, he's vain like a woman would be. Like,
yeah, he won't let me shoot from that camera angle.
I've heard that. Yeah. What about Joel? Does he care what angle you get on him?
No, but he isn't. I'm not going to mention it because you're just going to kill him. You're just going to kill him.
Let's just get it out now. Yeah. Let's get it out all in the open.
No.
Come on, Nick. What are you going to say? This is your time.
He's insecure about his chin.
Which one?
All right, I'm good. I'm done. I am done.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you.
So which camera?
But he doesn't. He's never told me not to use a particular camera angle. It was totally Barry.
Okay.
But Joel is insecure about that. Like, he's mentioned it on the air before.
Well, I don't feel great about being on camera either. I mean, I think that's natural for all of us. I'm not a TV guy. I'm a radio guy.
Then they blame me for not putting the camera angle on me. Does Jong even put it? Do you put it on your? So you know,
Jong never puts the camera on him ever. Jong's in there
working.
Producers
are not important.
Well, not that, but Jong's got a job to do in there.
Right.
Like, honestly, I hate that these cameras are in here because I think it's silly anyway. I've said that before on the air. I know bosses think it's awesome, and that's cool, I'll deal with it, whatever. But honestly, if I'm Jong, I'm picking a camera angle, I'm leaving it there, and then I'm doing my job for 3 hours. And honestly, that's what I would prefer Jong to be doing. Because I don't care what the live stream looks like. I want him to focus on the radio show.
Right,
for three
the production,
hours.
The audio. Yeah, I get
so
it.
For you, I don't think you should be switching camera angles. It's absurd.
Weird. Yeah. It's just,
you've got things to do.
Yeah.
These guys are in here, you know, you're taping up their nipples and worrying about their widow's peaks. And who has time for that?
See, I don't think I'm going to be a part of the usual suspects tomorrow.
Why not?
Because you got me mentioning all this crazy stuff about the show.
All this stuff has been said on air, right?
Yeah.
So what's the big deal? They put it out there.
That's true.
Them. It's not like you're telling me a deep, dark secret that they told you.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
So are you going to make fun of his chin and his widow's peak and all that other stuff?
I would never do that because I'm a team guy. You know, I don't want to make anybody cry.
15 minutes doing it.
I don't want to make anybody cry about chins or nipples or pancake boobs or widow's peaks or anything.
It's so funny because when I first got the show, Todd approaches me and he's like, hey, and this is when Joel and everybody's just killing me on the air. And he's like, hey, look, how do you feel about being the whipping boy of the show? I'm like, you know what? It gets kind of old, but whatever.
You deal with it, right?
Yeah. You know, now it seems like they get more upset than I do. It really does. Barry and Joel.
I wonder why.
Barry not so much, but Joel.
Because they're sensitive.
I think radio hosts in general are sensitive, though.
You think so?
I just don't think they like to admit that they are sensitive.
Oh, okay.
But I think they all like to think that they can take a joke, and I really feel like it's like that for 89.
What would you say Barry's most insecure about?
Oh, shoot.
Is it his weight?
I don't know if he's super insecure. I don't know if he's insecure about his weight now.
What do you think it is? Do you think he's got like this desperate need for people to think he's funny because he's a comedian?
No.
Well, that's a comedian thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Every comedian I've ever known is the most insecure about that.
I'm not funny enough.
Barry's nodding because he knows. I mean, that's Barry. And it doesn't matter. They're hilarious people.
Barry's one of those dudes who will compose a tweet and then he'll stare at it for 15 minutes.
He'll draft the tweet. I've done that, though.
Man, is this good enough to throw out there, you know, on my account that's called Barry is Funny?
That's the worst part, though, when you draft a tweet and you look at it for like an hour and a half and then you tweet it and then everybody thinks it's a terrible tweet.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Well, so would you say that's what he's most insecure about?
And then he has like some issues with his like facial hair.
Oh, he can't
grow
a beard for anything. That's why he's the only dude like since the 1990s who has a standalone goatee.
Right.
Like nobody else has that. It's just Barry is like still like.
I think he'd wish he had less patchier facial hair. That might be one insecurity.
That's a good one to have. Yeah. Now, what's Joel more insecure about? His weight or his age?
Oh, that's tough. Because those are basically the two insecurities that he has.
Because Joel, he's one of those dudes who has he ever said on the air how old he is?
Never. He won't reveal that. And I'm not going to be the guy to tell you
I have an idea too.
Okay. But I'm not going to reveal that. Because he doesn't want it revealed. I won't do that. He won't reveal his weight.
Is it? That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. I mean,
these are things that women do.
He said he was 215 before the weight loss challenge. You know how we had the usual suspects had the weight loss challenge?
So he gained 20 pounds during the weight loss challenge?
Well, he says he's 205 now, which I don't, you know, which me and Barry and I kind of doubted.
There's zero chance.
You don't think he's 205?
No. No.
Barry is, I think he's in the 180s or 190s, right?
I think Barry's probably like 190. That'd be 195.
He's saying he's 15 pounds heavier than Barry.
No, he's saying he's 10 pounds heavier
than Barry. 10 pounds heavier than Barry, yeah.
Zero chance.
Yeah.
Zero chance.
He's 6'1", maybe even taller.
Yeah.
6'2".
If Joel gets a mastectomy, maybe we can talk about what he's weighing. But right now, no. I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, he pays attention to it because he's clearly the most disciplined in terms of what he eats. At least
he is disciplined in what he eats.
Dude, I've never seen him eat unhealthy.
Because
he
must stuff at night. He must be one of those dudes who like opens a bag of Oreos and then just crushes them. Because Joel only wears workout clothes, so I assume the dude works out all the time. And listen, I'm not speaking out of turn here because I'm fat and I work out 3-4 hours a day, but I eat like hell. But there's no way he's a healthy eater and working out all the time.
I think he is. I think he's one of those. What I told Barry is I think he's a guy that like he's like my brother. Like my brother, he doesn't take much for him to gain weight. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard to keep it off. Like he has
to work to keep it. Once you get to 50, it's hard to keep it off, right, Fred?
Some people.
I'm telling you, man. I've tried everything here the last 3 or 4 months. And I mean, I'm in the gym almost every day. I'm still running and everything. And you're still fat. I still look like I'm 6 months pregnant.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of the gut. Everything else, I'm happy with.
But you also, you're not the healthiest with your diet. You drink regularly.
I actually eat pretty well.
He doesn't drink.
Well, at least I have an excuse.
Yeah, you've got an excuse. He doesn't drink. You tell me, if someone doesn't drink, eats right, and exercises every day, how are you going to be worried about your weight? You should look like Jong if that's the case. You'd be like,
Joel would be
140 if he did those things. He's lying about one of those three things.
The 205 thing we both on air said we didn't believe. So like,
I don't believe it either.
Yeah. I didn't believe 215 before the weight loss challenge.
I don't believe that either.
I thought I put him closer to 225. Where do you put him?
I think probably 225, 230.
Okay, so that's fair. Like my guess was fair.
Yeah.
Being 6'2".
How tall is Joel?
6'2".
And I'm 6'3". I think I'm...
Oh, 6'1", my bad. 6'1"? We lied. 6'1".
I know I weigh more than Joel. Like, so, and I weigh 240, 245-ish. But I don't think I weigh significantly more than Joel. I don't think I weigh, I definitely don't weigh 25 pounds, 30 pounds more than Joel. There's no way.
Barry's saying that you weigh a lot more than that.
Bring a scale in. I'm not scared to get on a scale. I'm a grown man. I'll stand on a scale.
Yeah. All right. Don't go anywhere because I want to ask you something. But first, I got to tell you about Harry's. See, that's why Barry's face looks so smooth. It's because of Harry's. It's not because he can't grow any hair on his face. Harry's razors are terrific. I'm all about convenience. I'm all about quality. And I love the fact that they show up right there in my mailbox whenever I need them. And how about this? If you haven't tried them yet, we got a great deal for you. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with code FAOUR at harrys.com. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for $3. $3, guys, plus free shipping. And if you haven't tried Harry's yet, maybe you're out and about, guess what? They're in Walmart and Target now. So if you're in Walmart or Target, you want to get some, try them out. If you like them, then sign up because it's so awesome. Right when I'm about to run out of blades or whatever I need, guess what? Shows up right there in my mailbox, and I'm good. I never have to think about it, and I like not thinking about things like that. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers are going to get $5 off a shave set with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Oh, all right, guys. Got to tell you guys about Republic Harley Davidson. Listen, Republic Harley Davidson is not the closest dealership to my house, but when I need my bike worked on, that's where I take it because they've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other Harley dealership in Houston. I know the job's going to get done right. These guys know what they're doing. There's some, I don't want to name names, there's some dealerships in town that have 0 master technicians on staff. That means they've got hourly dudes taking apart and putting back together your Harley. I don't want to get on my bike when that's happening. Not me. Right now, you buy a new 2018 Harley Davidson at Republic, you'll get free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation. That's only at Republic Harley Davidson. Their staff is out of this world. They're knowledgeable. They're friendly. And they're helpful. And the customer satisfaction numbers prove it. The national average, 9.57. District average, 9.48. Republic's average, 9.76. They are above national and district averages. Come celebrate Father's Day early this Saturday the 16th from 9 to 11 at Republic. They've got free breakfast for the dads out there. And let them browse the bikes. If you're the dad, get yourself a Father's Day gift. To hell with your kids. They're not going to get you anything cool. Go get yourself a Harley at Republic Harley-Davidson. And then Bike Night coming up on June 21st, Thursday at 6 p.m. Live music by the midnight release, free food, drinks, and door prizes. Plus, don't forget to register for the free Harley-Davidson they're going to be giving away in October. But you can only register at Bike Night, so make sure you get out there. Whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned, merchandise, riding classes, Republic's the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. And most people thought that was a very funny segment. I want to go on record, though, is I like those guys to make fun of them. I like it better when you make fun of me because I'm used to it.
Well, I mean, am I wrong that this was, that, like I said before the segment, these guys started this, right? They're talking about how fat we are.
Well, listeners did, and we kind of went with it. Yeah, we did. Okay. We invited calls. But if someone were to call into the Blitz right now and make fun of the suspects, you wouldn't take that call?
No.
I know.
Yeah, you would.
Nope.
Yeah, no. You would. You totally would. AJ would totally take that call.
I just want to point out, I called you fat, AJ, not Fred.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't say Fred was fat. I said you were way fatter.
More than AJ right now. I'm about 248 after today.
I just said AJ was fat and out of shape way more than Fred. That's all. Be clear.
Okay. Well,
I don't know that that's fair.
So you're out of the fire, Fred. That's why Fred didn't roast your ass. That's why I did.
But I am. I know I'm too heavy. I sit here and say it on air. I've been trying to get rid of this gut for months now.
Oh, I own that I'm fat too, Fred. I don't care about it.
So make fun of me all you want.
Well, see, the thing is, for me, I feel like it's easier.
I'll tell you what. I'll bet you guys right now $100. Neither one of you can get through my workout.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No, not you. You probably could do it. But you were Joel. I'll put up $100 right now.
$100. Come on, Barry.
30 exercises, 50 reps each in 45 minutes.
You're challenging Barry and Joel?
Yeah.
No way. I just walked two flights of stairs this morning and almost died. Right. There's no way.
So I may be fat, but I'm in pretty decent shape for an old fat man. I'm just saying that. But I digress.
He said he didn't call you fat. He called AJ fat.
What'd you keep Nick in for? Did you have a?
I just want to say I want to make a pitch now while Nick's in here to, this Golovkin fight.
Yes,
really be good to have Nick along with
y'all.
Us.
Throwing my name back in the
we'll throw
the
you
mix.
In there, man.
Yeah. Sweet.
Because you know what, we had a really good time with Nick in Vegas. So
Nick does a good job out there.
He does, and you know we still have some indoctrinating to do with him.
Now that said, Nick now hosts or he now produces the third highest rated show in the city. So he may be too busy.
No,
to leave. I don't know if it might be bad timing.
No, the show won't stop me from going to Vegas if I can go for sure.
Okay,
I think they'll understand.
Maybe you can just mail it in like Barry and call on your cell phone and produce the show via cell phone.
I could do that. Yeah. Via what is it? The Comrex? Fancy technology?
No, via the green room phone in the Laugh Hut. Like that's where Barry usually calls in from.
Yeah. Ryan Zumo texted me to tell me to eat more sausage. I hear it helps with losing weight. Yeah, Ryan, you're part of my problem, too. That sausage is so freaking good. But I'm not talking about you till 6:11.
Well, Nick, we appreciate you coming in.
Appreciate you having me.
And shedding some light on what's been going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
If I'm not here tomorrow, it was nice knowing you, and you're to blame.
You didn't do anything wrong.
No, you didn't do anything wrong.
All you did was reiterate things that they've already said on air, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Everything that was said on the air already.
You didn't, Joel didn't tell you, hey, don't say this out loud, but I don't like the way my chins look when I'm on camera.
No, he didn't say that, no. So the only thing he doesn't reveal is his age, and I've never done that, so.
Well, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
And honestly, I feel like 50 might be, he might be 51, but I'm going with 50.
Okay.
But that's the other thing. Joel's a young looking dude.
Yeah, he doesn't look that old, no.
Like, if I were Joel and I looked 50, or if I was 50 and I looked like Joel, I'd say, yeah, I'm 50.
But yeah, I was going to say age and weight.
I'd take that. I would definitely take that.
But right? Age and weight, don't you kind of lose that insecurity when you're married?
I would think so.
Well, weight, maybe. Maybe not age, but weight.
Dude, I've lost both long ago. Like, what color is my beard?
It's starting to gray a little bit.
It's graying.
It's graying, you know, for sure.
You know who doesn't care? Your boy. None. I'm fat. Guess who doesn't care? Your boy. That right here. Listen, I'm living my best life. I'm not worried about what other people think. And that's the way to be.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
You don't worry about it. I mean.
No, not anymore. It took me a while to grow that thick skin.
And you're not married.
I am not married. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Single.
Yeah.
Very single.
And you're not out like doing 500 crunches a day trying to.
Nope.
Trying to make a woman pick you out of a lineup, huh?
Mm-mm. I can only work out in like 2 or 3 weeks at a time, and then I get sick of it. I can never keep it up.
That's why you're skinny fat, like Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
That's what Conor McGregor said. Nate Diaz is skinny fat. Oh, the food is here from Carbach. Yeah, it looks so good, too. It
smells delicious.
Which means you got to go now, Nick.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not for you. I can't stay for a steak.
They didn't bring enough to share.
Sorry.
All right,
sorry, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, all this weight talking Carbach's here with food. And guess what else we have? That we got some of the Kentucky Habit.
Oh, yes.
It's our buddy Dustin.
Dustin came through.
Yeah, he found a place. He found a whole bunch of it there. And if you're not familiar with it, it is probably, I know it's my favorite of all the ones that they've done over there. And he found it at a place, and what is it, 20-something a bottle?
Yeah, it was 15, 16 15. Bucks.
But if you can find it occasionally now in a really good restaurant, but you're paying $50 for
a bottle. In a restaurant, probably 20.
Yeah, which, well, it's like 50 now, which I don't care. I'll pay it. The guy said, well, we're trying to get rid of a bunch of old beer. We'll sell them to you for $4.99 each.
Well, that's a good deal.
So, yeah, thanks to Dustin, because we're pretty well stocked now. We're going to have one with our meal. And the only thing he asked was that Jong do it with us. So.
Hey, Jong, is this confirmed that this is White Magic on the phone?
I guess. I wouldn't doubt.
It's up to you.
Well, that's fine. White Magic, you're on the Blitz. What's up, sports? Did you put him on, Jong?
Yeah, there you go.
Is he there?
Should be. I hear something.
What did he do, fall asleep? He laid the
seat. Hello?
Hey.
Okay, look, my bad. I had it on mute. Okay, look, let me start off by saying this. Fred. To be honest with you, I don't really have a problem with you. I'm kind of like you. You're okay guy. AJ, you're just arrogant as hell, man. You're arrogant as hell, and I just don't like you.
You're right.
You have those people in life that you just don't like, and that's you. By the way, what was your MOS?
11 Bravo.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so arrogant that I call people and tell them about my paid-off bins and my credit score, and I'm the arrogant one.
Oh, that was stick. Come on, that was stick.
You, I mean, you drive. What are you driving around? A Kia. You driving a Kia Sorento? What are you driving?
Huh?
You driving a Kia? What are you driving?
No, I have a 2016 Mercedes.
So it wasn't stick. It was actual truth. So what? Don't say it was stick. You're out here humble bragging about your car and your credit score, and you're calling me arrogant.
You don't humble brag every day when you get on the. You don't humble brag every day when you get on the damn air.
What do I humble brag about? Give me an example of something that I say, oh, I'm so much better than you people because of this.
Oh, bro, you do it all the time. You do it nonchalantly, and then you try and act like you do it so passively. You're so passive-aggressive.
I'm not passive-aggressive.
You do it so passively to try
I say
to
exactly what I think,
it.
Quinn. I say exactly what I think. It's not passive-aggressive.
Look, Arthur, I actually know you. I've met you a couple times.
Cool. Why didn't you punch me in the mouth like you're telling people you want to do?
I just don't like, and it is what it is.
Why didn't you smack me up like you're telling people you want to do? Because you're because you're a phony, scared bitch. That's why.
Because you're a fake, hard dude.
You're a fake, hard dude. You're a fraud and a weak bitch.
You'll be at Nick's place tomorrow?
I'll be at Nick's place tomorrow.
Roger that.
7:05. I won't beat your ass at work. But 7:05, I'm off work.
No, come
get in my face.
No, come before the show. That way I can whoop your ass and then you can talk about it on the
No,
air.
That way I can marinate all weekend about how badass you are. I mean, by the way, Barry just showed me a picture of you. Oh, Lord. If you beat my ass, that'd be like losing to CM Punk in a fight.
Okay, we'll put some... Make my pockets a little bit bigger. Put some money on it then.
Listen, you beat my ass. You can just take my wallet off.
You didn't win any money in your MMA career. So let's put some money on it.
I didn't win any money in my MMA career. What are you talking about?
Come on, bro.
How did I not make money?
Who are you fooling, man? Arthur.
How did I not make?
Who are you fooling, man?
You can check the records of the state that I made money.
Okay.
I got T-shirts full of sponsors that wanted to give me money to wear a T-shirt to beat somebody's ass.
Oh, okay.
And that's not passive aggressive. That's not a humble brag. That's just me telling
you. With the humble brag.
I got paid. No, this is me. This is me telling you straight up. I got paid money to beat people up. I got paid money.
How many? How many?
One.
One.
Well, actually,
why only one?
Well, because the rest of the time I was an amateur fighter, I couldn't get money from the organization. But best believe, I still got paid because I had sponsors every time I fought.
Okay. Out of what gym?
Out of what gym?
Uh-huh.
My last fight was out of Gracie Baja, the Woodlands. My first few fights were out of Gold Team in Sugar Land.
Oh, okay.
Do you think I, like, make up that I fought? There's video of it on the internet.
No. No. I never said that you make up that you fought. I know that you fought. I just doubt the legitimacy of your fighting ability.
So you think that I've been fighting for 8 years.
I've had
5 MMA fights. And I'm just I've just been faking it the whole way through. Anybody can what?
Let's be honest with each other. Anybody can say that they're an MMA fighter. Come on, bro. Let's be honest.
Have you fought in a cage?
Huh?
Have you fought in a cage?
Not in the outside world. In the Army, yes.
Okay, why haven't you fought in a cage?
I went to the tournaments at Bragg, yes.
Why haven't you fought in a cage?
I was in a Humvee accident.
Oh. Now I'm going to have to feel bad whooping your crippled ass, is what you're saying.
No, I told you. You got the knees of Greg Oden. I got the back of Phil Jackson. So it'll be all good.
All right.
Oh, man.
Thanks for the call, Quinn.
Frankly, I think White Magic, you're welcome to call the show anytime. You guys can go at it anytime you want.
Phony tough guys.
I'll take the whole
phony
segment off.
Phony tough guys.
You know what? I want some of this food. I'm tired of hearing you guys all right after each other. So, okay.
You read a commercial. I'm going to pick out my steak first.
Yeah, okay. And
that's a humble brag.
Get those beers cracked, too, by the way.
All right.
That's the other thing we need to do. All right, guys. Wow. Guess what? I am actually on the show today, just for the record. I am here. It's not like I took the day off and they brought in somebody else. But I got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. This is a really cool place. These are schools around town, and they take in kids that have dropped out of other schools or thinking about dropping out because maybe they had to get a job and they can't go to school. Maybe they had to there's other issues. They work around those issues. That's what they do. And so many of these kids graduate and go on and do great things and become a great part of our community. And you can help, though. They need your help. And I know school's out, but we got another one coming up. You just opened the hot ones, didn't you? We got cold ones over there. sorry about that. Hey, they need your help, though. And by your help, they mean vehicles. And it doesn't matter what kind of vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, could be an RV, tractor, you name it. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, could have flood damage, any of that. They're going to come tow it free of charge. Process all your paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. So you can get rid of something you're not using anymore. You can do a good thing. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. They'll give you a $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
All right, guys, got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. We've been talking about these guys for a while now. If you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably paying too much. You started those services, you got a great deal up front, but that's the way it works. Your bill goes up when you're not paying attention. BillAdvisor takes care of that. They work directly with your providers. They reduce your monthly rates. You don't lower your service. You're not giving up data. You're not giving up speed. You just lower your bill week in and week out. They're winning for our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. And right now they're so confident they guarantee that you're going to save at least $300 or you're going to get every penny back. No setup fee. Service is $12.99 a month. And they're telling you if they don't save you at least $300, you're going to get your $12.99 back. So you're risking $12.99. You're not even risking because they're going to give it back. At least $300, if not more. I know Lance Erline saved like $2,000. It's crazy. Start the savings right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor is going to get to work. He's going to get your information, start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323, or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving Now.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Actually, today it's A.J. Hoffman versus the world.
Sorry.
No, I like it. It makes it easy for me.
How did White Magic even know we were talking about him? He hates our show so much.
No, he hates you, apparently.
Oh, he and I
are cool. Yeah.
God, you're right.
Oh, man. Hey, please check out sportsmap.com. As a matter of fact, I was able to post something to Sportsmap during their argument.
We you're
got our World Cap recap. Is
this
up.
Is the first full sentence Fred has spoken today.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I did mention that it'd be nice if Nick got to go to Vegas with us.
That's true.
That was the other thing I was in on. And we're back on the Blitz. That's technically a
oh, sense. Yeah. And you opened the show.
And I did a live read.
Yeah. That's true.
Which, so I interrupted because they were about to open the warm beer instead of the cold beer.
That's all right.
So, yeah, I've been here. I, you know, but No, I on Sports Map today, Charlie Polillo has a video on how the Astros have to acquire a closer they can trust in tight games. Joel says also has a video, says forget trading Keuchel, they should add a bat. I agree with that. We did the full video of Mike the Truth Jackson's appearance with us on Tuesday. That's now on Sports Map. So if you want to hear some of the stuff he said, that's fantastic. We got the World Cup recap up. Barry Laminek's column on how Greg Hardy signing is a bad look for the UFC.
I agree.
Yeah, and we'll get to that at some point today. Paul Muth, who does a lot of stuff for us, also time to pump the brakes on the Keuchel talk. And we even have weather on there today. Because my buddy Steven, we got a little old Houston sports and stuff thing going on here. Because he did a bit on this storm that everyone is panicking over for the weekend. I highly recommend you go read it because he's telling you some of the other news or weather people in the city are trying to scare the crap out of you. And so he puts it in perspective for you. So let's talk food.
Let's talk Carbox. Let's talk, man. Yeah, Carbox got a special deal going on for Father's Day. And Father's Day, you got to treat dad right on Father's Day. You don't want to get him Jack in the Box. Like, you're a dad. If your son came over with like a bag of Jack in the Box, you'd be bummed out, right?
Well, I'd just be glad he spent money on something. Okay. Yeah, I'd be bummed.
Would you be sad if he took you to Carbox and fed you like this?
No. In fact, I know you're listening, or somebody who knows you is listening, Will and Katie. Take your dad to Carbox for Father's
Day. Finally, just step up for once in your life and be a good kid and take your dad to Carbox. They brought out, there's five things on the menu.
Okay.
On the special Father's Day menu. And they brought us three of them. And I'm going to guess which the three are. That over there looks like scallops. Is that right? Am I right, guys? All right.
Yeah.
Seared scallops with cauliflower puree and succotash.
Yeah, I just had one of those.
How was it?
Very good.
Was it scallopy?
It was very scallopy.
This that we're, that, well, I say we're about to eat. I haven't gotten to eat because Jung's working me too hard. This is prime rib.
If you'd taken a breath during one of the last three segments, you could have gotten a bite.
Well, maybe so. Prime rib with a horseradish cream, broccolini, and twice-baked potato. It looks amazing. I haven't got to try it yet, but it looks amazing. And then I think this over there is the filet surf and turf. It is a 6-ounce filet, 3 jumbo Gulf shrimp, béarnaise, mashed potatoes, and asparagus. And my mouth is getting all watery just talking about it. It sounds so good.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. It smells great. I haven't got a chance to get into that yet, but that's next on the.
They'll
on the
also
next
have a smoked double cut pork chop with BBH reduction, which, ooh, I imagine that would be up your alley.
Yes.
And then a pan-seared red snapper with poncho train sauce that they're going to be doing as well. So if you're looking for a place to take dad on Father's Day where he can have a couple brews, he can eat some good food. And I'm telling people when I tell people about Carbox restaurant, they think it's like bar food.
No.
You ain't getting this at a bar. You ain't getting this prime rib at a bar.
I've told you 1,000 times the poutine, the Korean chicken they have. I mean, it's a great place to go for a meal. I'll be honest with you. As much as I love the beer, when we go, it's so the wife and I get a nice meal. That's always the first part of it. And then I get to get some BBH, too.
That's always a bonus.
Which does not suck. But, yeah, I mean, they do a great job over there. And they're really, you know, I make no bones about how much I love their beer, but their food, man. It's just, like, I can't emphasize enough, because you think of brewery, you don't think of the restaurant. You should think of the restaurant as separate.
Yeah.
You really should, because it's a great place to take a date. Obviously, it's a great place.
Even if you don't like beer.
Yeah. Go get the food.
Yeah.
Of course, if you don't like beer, you're probably not listening to the show.
That's, well, I mean, listen, you never know.
Yeah. There's a few of them.
Some people don't drink. Well, I mean, it's weird. But
yeah, I do, too. But that's all right. Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Oh,
no question.
I know you couldn't.
How am I going to keep this gut?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, yeah, man, we appreciate you guys bringing in the food, and we'll be able to give you a full report on it after the next break.
When
we have a chance to dive in a little bit. But the Kentucky Habit tastes as good as I remember.
Yeah.
That stuff is so good, too. But, yeah, love the relationship we have with Carbox. And, man, that's it. If my kids are listening, I want to go to Carbox for Father's Day. And if they're not, I know they have friends who listen to the show. You better tell them if they want to stay in the will. You know, because I plan to have something left when I die, if they want to get it, or, you know, maybe I'll just adopt another kid.
That's right.
I'll go adopt a kid that will take me to Carbox.
Trade one in.
It's not a bad plan.
All you'll do is say, one of them's 18.
Right. So
if he doesn't take you, you can say, listen, you're cut off. Hmm? I found a new kid who's going to take me to Carbon. Me, I still got to pay for mine for...
You got a ways to go.
I got 8 and 12 years to pay for mine.
Yeah, I still have a year and a half on my daughter still that I have to pay for her.
But like White Magic's Benz, you've got a paid-off kid.
That's true.
I mean, you could get rid of him. You could trade him in, and there's no penalty.
I'm not asking for much.
Not much.
Just, show up and say, hey, we're going to Carbach for Father's Day. And I think we'll all be happy. So someone please pass that along to both of them. Yeah, I'll be getting a phone call. I'm just going to go on my own. That's what I'm going to go on my own and say,
that's the move.
You know what? I'm going to have this. I'm going to have great food. I'm going to have great beer. No thanks to you guys.
Yeah. Do you think, because your wife isn't your baby mama, does she still make Father's Day a day for you because you're a father?
No.
That sucks.
We don't do it. But no, we don't do a lot of those kind of things. Like, we don't do much for Valentine's Day or any of that stuff. I mean, it's, basically, like yesterday was our anniversary, 9 years now.
Oh, congratulations.
So we didn't really do much for that. We did the trip last week was what it was.
Right.
That was kind of a combination for her birthday and for our anniversary.
Did you make love last night?
Not last night, no.
On your anniversary?
Well, okay. She's also very busy at work right now.
Listen, on your anniversary, she can make time to make love to you.
It's just a date. As long as you enjoy the rest of the days, those things don't really matter. Father's Day, though, that's where your kids should step up.
Yeah.
And that's where, if you're married to the mother of your children, she needs to step up.
That's the move.
Yeah. Man, my dad's dead, so I can't really do anything anymore. But if he were alive, I would go down to Lamarck and drive his ass to Carbach. That's what I would do.
That's the move.
Yeah.
All right. So. Junk, are we at a break? Do I have to read something before I eat? Okay, good. Oh. Fred's got to read. Even better.
So you can eat.
That's right.
Well,
I'm excited for you to tell me about this, though.
Yeah, because honestly, guys, nobody ever thinks about when you need to replace your air conditioning filters. I damn sure don't. At least I didn't until I noticed, hey, it's starting to get a little warm, and it's so hot out there right now. Well, that's where Filter Easy comes in. And my goodness, this is such a cool deal because it's a super convenient subscription service. It makes it impossible to forget to change your AC filters. And they arrive at your front door when you need to change them. It's that simple. So the cool thing is, man, I never knew when to change these things. They say you need to do them about every 3 months, and if you got pets, which guilty as charged, probably need to change it every month. So I set up my subscription, and boom, I'm getting them every month. And I would not think to change them, but now that they show up, I know to change them, and man, it makes a difference. It really does. Filter Easy is a convenient subscription service for something that you need. You know, most of these other subscription things, we get stuff all the time. It's like, we don't need this. No, you actually need air filters. It's super practical. It's a no-brainer solution, and that's why I subscribe to Filter Easy. And for Blitzers, guess what? You can receive your first order free by visiting FilterEasy.com or by calling 1-855-910-3279. 1-855-910-3279. That's 1-855-910-EASY. Make sure you use offer code FRED. Sign up today at FilterEasy.com to get your first order free. That's FilterEasy.com or call 1-855-910-EASY. That's 3279. Make sure you use offer code FRED.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.